家早。
It's good to be with you and to share God's word.
能够跟你们在一起来跟你们分享神的话语，我非常高兴。
I just came back from Eastern Europe.
我刚从东欧回来。
This was a vacation time.
这是我们的假期。
My wife and I don't like to take cruises.
我的妻子和我不喜欢坐游轮。
Because all you do on a cruise is to sit there and eat, and then you eat again.And then you eat again.
因为在游轮上，你就是坐在那里吃过，然后再吃，然后再吃。
When we go on vacation, we like to walk.
当我们度假的时候，我们喜欢走路。
And so this time we went on a trip where we walked in Germany.
我们这一次我们的假期呢，我们在德国走路。
We went to the Czech Republic.
然后我们到捷克。
Then we went to Austria.
然后我们到澳大利。
And then we went to Slovakia.
然后我们到斯拉夫。
And then finally ended up in Poland.
那最后呢，到了波兰。
And I think we walked over 80 miles during those 2 weeks or so.
在这个大约两周的时候，我们走了大概有80英里。
And it was a very refreshing time for us.
对我们来讲呢，是非常的使我们能够得到休息的。
Now we were very fortunate because we went through Istanbul 2 times.
我们呢是很幸运，因为我们经过伊斯坦布两次。
But I don't know what it is about us because a week after we had been there, they had this huge massacre at the airport in Istanbul.
但是我不知道这跟我们有什么关系，因为在我们去了以后的两周伊斯坦布的机场有个很大的屠杀。
Over 40 people were killed.
40以上的人被杀了。
And then on the way back, we also went through Istanbul again, and a week later, they had this coup that they tried to overthrow the government.
然后在我们的回程，我们也停留在伊斯坦布。然后过了一周以后呢，他们就有一个这个革命。
But we are thankful that God protected us and allowed us to get through all of this in safety.
但是呢，我们感谢神，因为他保护我们在这一路呢都十分平安。
And then a couple of days ago, we heard about that shooting that took place in Germany in Munich.
那么在两天以前，我们听到在德国慕尼黑的枪杀的事件。
And when we arrived back in America, we heard about the Dallas shootings.
然后我们回到美国呢，又听到大拉市的枪杀的事情。
And it seems wherever you go, it seems like this world is getting worse and worse.
所以看起来好像不论你到什么地方，这个世界呢都越来越坏。
And there's trouble everywhere.
到处呢都有问题。
And many believers are shaking their heads and saying, "How is this all going to end?"
那很多的信徒呢都在摇头说，这个最后是怎么样了结呢？
I've always said when we today read the Bible, we need to read the Bible in one hand and look at the newspaper in the other one.
我常说当我们今天的时候，我们读圣经的时候，我们要一手拿圣经，另外一手拿报纸。
Because we do not understand what is happening in this world unless we understand what the Word of God has been telling us.
因为我们不能明白在世界上所发生的事，除非呢我们从神的话语。
And 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to Timothy.
那么在2000年以前，保罗在圣灵的带领之下写信给提摩太。
He said to him, "Mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days."
他说你要注意，因为在末后的日子呢，会有很大的灾难。
And you read through Matthew 24, Jesus.
那么你们读马，耶稣也的事情。 我认为是我们都需要能够背记下来背诵的经文。
Because it has a message for us for this day.
因为呢，这里是给我们今天今日的一个信息。
It says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us."
这里说，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的。
That through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
The word of God was given to us.
那么神的话语赐给我们。
In order for us to learn important lessons.
是为了叫我们能够学习很重要的
功课。The lessons for our daily lives.
是给我们每天生活的功课。
And the lessons that we have recorded in the scriptures to give us an example of what has happened in the past.
那么这些教导记在圣经上是要让我们能够从过去的事件得到学习。
And that we might learn from these examples that are given to us in the Word of God.
叫我们从过去的这些例子里面能够学习到。
See, God does not hide these things from us.
因为神没有把这些事情隐藏起来。
In fact, it says the secret things belong to the Lord.
因为那里说隐藏的事是属于耶和华。
But the things revealed are for us and for our children.
但是呢，明显的事是给我们和我们的子孙的。
And that's why God has given to us His Word.
这就是为什么神把他的话语赐给我们。
That by studying the Word of God, we can learn from what has happened in the past.
那就是当我们学习神的话语的时候，我们可以从过去吸取教训。
And what will happen to us in the days to come.
然后呢，我们就可以知道在未来会有一些什么事发生。
So we have a message of hope.
所以呢，我们有一个盼望的信息。
That we don't need to be afraid.
那我们不需要惧怕。
And in fact, it says, when there are these times of trouble, we shall not fear because God is with us.
那就是在这个患难的环境当中，我们不需要惧怕，因为神与我们同在。
Now today we want to look at a man in the Old Testament.
今天呢，我们要看旧约的一个人物。
He serves as a great example.
他呢是一个很好的例子。
And he came up at a time when Israel was in a total mess.
他呢，他的那个时代呢，那以色列人呢是在非常混乱的情况中。
Just like our country today is in total mess and miss and disarray.
就像我们今天我们的国家是在完全的患难当中。
The people of Israel had been miraculously taken out of Egypt, and God said He was going to bring them into the promised land.
那么以色列人呢，就是神用神迹把他们从埃及地带出来，要把他们带到应许之地。
And it was a tremendous miracle that God performed through various signs and wonders to bring them out of that country where they had been.Held as slaves for 400 years.
那么神用神迹奇事大能将他们从埃及地他们在那里为奴400年把他们带出来。
But instead of recognizing God's wonderful hand of protection and leadership.
但是呢他们没有想到神这些时候神给他们的保护给他们的带领。
The people of Israel rebelled against God.
那么以色列人在他们背叛了神。
He revealed to them his will through the commandments that he had given to them.
神把他自己的心意借着律诫命向他们显明。
But they violated each one of them.
但是呢每一个他们都没有遵守。
But God was a gracious God.
但是神是有恩典的神。
He was a forgiving God.
他是一个赦免的神。
And he had promised that land to Abraham and to his sons and to his descendants.
他把那个地应许给亚伯拉罕和他的子子孙孙。
And God always keeps his promises.
那么神永远是守他的约。
But Israel But you know, it's at times like this that God raises up men.
那么就是在这样子的情况之下，神把他自己的仆人扶起来。
Men with tremendous courage and faith.
是有大有信心、有能力的人。
Men with consistency in their lives.
他们在他们的生命当中呢，是非常一致的。
All of us admire people that are consistent.
我们呢都非常的尊敬这些言行一致的人。
In fact, it was that great English poet Shakespeare that made a statement about consistency.
那么就是英国有名的大诗人莎士比亚这么说。
Shakespeare said, "Consistency, you are a jewel."
他说你们这个不变的人啊，你们是像珠宝一样。
We admire a person that is consistent.
那我们就是非常的敬重一个一致的人。
There are too many that start a race, but then they do not finish that race.
有很多人呢开始跑，但是呢他们没有完成他们的这个跑步。
The slightest little obstacle makes them stop the race or they fall down.
碰到一点小小的拦阻，他们就停止了，或者他们跌倒了。
I think a person all of us admire is Billy Graham.
我知道我们大家非常敬重的一个人就是戈培里。
He is 97 years old.
他今天呢是97岁。
But he has never changed his message.
但是呢他的信息一直没有改。
He has always kept true to God.
他呢在神面前一直是忠实的。
And for all these many, many years, he has consistently walked with God.
那么在这么多年下来，他一直是不改变的，跟与神同行。
We admire that.
我们呢，就是很敬重这样子的人。
And that's my prayer that I pray constantly for myself.
这就是我常常为我自己做的祷告。
First Corinthians 1:8 says this.
哥林多前书一章第八节。
He will keep you strong to the end so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他会保守你一直到最后一天，以至于呢在神面前你是忠实的。
I want to finish well.
我希望呢我能够好好的走完。
By the way, the reason I picked that verse was because of my birthday.
我选这一节经文，因为是我的生日。
I was born January 8th.
因为呢，我是一月八号出生的。
And so I picked out a verse that had to do something with my birthday.
所以呢，我选了一节经文呢，能够跟我的生日连起来。
I'll never forget where that verse is found.
我就从来不永远不会忘记那节经文。
Because I always remember my birthday.
因为我总是会记得我的生日。
So why don't you pick a verse for your life?
所以呢，你们请你们也选一节经文。
That corresponds with your birthday.
是跟你的生日有关联的。
Now don't pick Psalm 119.
那么不要选择那个诗篇一百十九章。
You're not that old yet.
因为你还没有那么老。
There are many verses that you can apply to your own life.
但是呢，有很多经文是你可以应用在你自己的生活当中。
Anyway, I was talking about a man in the Old Testament.
那么我是在讲旧约中的一位人物。
His name was Caleb.
他的名字叫做加勒。
He was a man that was serving God wholeheartedly all of his life.
他是一位在他一生中都专心跟从耶和华的人。
And we have just read the passage in Chinese.
那么我们刚刚用中文读了这一段经文。
And I hope those of you have English Bibles, you can follow that passage also.
那么希望你们有英文圣经的人也在跟着读。
We find that in Joshua chapter 14.
那这个是在约书亚记14章。
We won't have time to read that passage, but you look at it, beginning with verse 6.
我们没有时间读这整段，但是我们从第六节开始。
God had promised Israel to go into the promised land.
神呢答应把以色列人带进应许之地。
And as they were coming close to it, Moses sent out 12 spies to go into that land.
那么当他们接近那地的时候，摩西就派了十二个探子进入那地。
As a good commander in chief, he wanted to find out where the enemy was, how strong the enemy was, what they would face as they would enter that land.
因为他是一个很好的带领人，所以呢，在进去以前，他想知道那个地方是如此，那个地方的人有多强大。
So he sent 12 men, one from each tribe.
所以呢，他就派了十二个探子，每一个支派一个。
And so they went and spied out that land.
所以呢，他们就去窥探那地。
It was not an easy task because they went behind enemy lines.
那么这个不是一件容易的事，因为他们到了敌人的那边。
And then they came back and reported what they had seen.
那么他们回来呢，就把他们所见的做一个报告。
Now it's interesting that 10 of these men.
那么很有意思的，就是说这里有十个探子。
They said this land that we are seeing before us that God has given us is a wonderful land.
他们说这个神给我们的这块地是一个非常美好之地。
In fact, they said it flows with milk and honey.
他们说呢是牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a rich land.
是一个非常丰富的地。
But,
但是
the enemy is very strong.
但是敌人呢是非常强大。
These men are like giants.
他们像巨人一样。
And they look at us like we are just grasshoppers.
他们看我们呢如蚱蜢一样。
There is no way that we can resist those people.
我们没有办法能够抵挡他们。
Besides, they have very fortified cities.
那么除这以外呢，他们又有高大坚固的城市。
And for us to go there is like committing suicide.
我们去那里呢，不就是像自投罗网。
And our recommendation and our advice is we must not go there.
那么我们的建议，我们的忠告呢，就是说不要上去。
But two men.
但是有两个人。
Joshua and Caleb.
约书亚和加勒。
Gave the minority a report.
他们呢是给的这少数人的报告。
And they said,
他们说
what these other people said is true about the land.
这些人讲的关于这个地是正确的。
But one thing we are sure of also.
但是呢我们也确信这一点。
God has given us a promise.
因为神给了我们一个应许。
And God will be able to fulfill that promise.
那么神也能够实践他的应许。
And we will be able to conquer that land because God is on our side.
我们能够征服那地，因为神站在我们这一边。
God is always pleased when people believe him.
那么什么时候人相信他，这个神就是非常喜悦。
And God said that none of these other men who disbelieved him would ever see that promised land.
神说这些不信我的人就不能够见到那地。
There were only two people that could enter that land.
只有两个人可以进入那地。
Joshua and Caleb because they had trusted in God.
约书亚和加勒因为他们信靠神。
And that was true.
那么这是真实的。
And from that point on, Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
从那天以后，以色列人在旷野漂流了四十年。
Until that generation had died.
一直到那一世代的人都死了。
And then God opened the way for them to go in.
然后神就开路把他们带进去。
Now Caleb is a tremendous example for us.
那么加勒是我们一个很好的榜样。
And God wants to teach us lessons from what happened in the past so that we won't repeat the mistakes again today.
那么神要把从过往的事情里面呢给我们教训学习，叫我们不要重犯。
And I want to point out five characteristics, five qualities about Caleb that we need to apply into our own lives.
那么我要讲到五点，就是加勒的特性，这个五点是我们要学习的。
First of all, Caleb was a man of courage.
第一点，加勒是一个有勇敢的人。
Even though he knew there were problems involved, yet he was not afraid to stand alone.
他虽然知道有困难，但是呢，他可以一个人独立站在那里。
He was not afraid.
他不害怕。
He did not say we have to be politically correct and follow what the other people are saying.
他没有说我们所讲的要合乎这个好的政策，要跟别人一样。
He said, "No, God has promised us something, and I choose to believe God, even if I go against the majority."
他说，因为神应许我们，所以呢，我就选择我要相信神，不管别人怎么想。
That took courage.
这是需要有勇气的。
Many of us are facing situations where we are faced with choices we need to make.
那么我们现在很多人，我们都要面对选择。
Whether that's at work,
或者是在工
厂，Whether it's at school,
或者是在学校
，Whether it's with acquaintances or friends and neighbors.
或者是我们所认识的人，我们的朋友，我们的邻居。
Sometimes we have to stand up for something.
有的时候呢，我们要为了一些事情，我们要能够站立得住。
It's not easy.
这不是容易的。
We don't want to be in the minority.
我们不愿意在少数人的这一边。
We don't want to stand up against when everybody else says we ought to do this.
那我们如果所有的人都要做一件事，我们不愿意站在反对的这一边，我们是害怕的。
Are we standing up against things that we know are against the teaching of God's word?
那么有些事情我们明明知道是跟神的教导相反的，我们能不能够站立得住？
A number of years ago, there was a young girl in her high school class here in Cupertino.
那么一些年以前，在 Cupertino 有一个年轻的女学生。
The teacher was talking about the fact that there's no such thing as absolutes anymore.
那么老师在讲没有任何事是绝对的。
Everything is relative.
所有的事情都是相对的。
We all can make up our minds as to what we want to believe is right or wrong.
我们每一个人呢，都可以自己选择决定什么是对的，什么是错的。
And then she gave them a test.
然后呢，他就给他们一个测试。
She said to the students, "All of you who are in favor of abortion, get up from your seat."And stand along this wall.
他就说：“你们赞同打胎的人，请你们站起来，站在这边的墙。”
Students all got up.
那么学生都站起来。
And they all marched to that side of the wall.
他们都走到那边的墙。
And then the teacher said, "Any of you who are against abortion, you stand on the other side of the wall."
那么老师说，你们当中有反对堕胎的人，请你站在。这边的墙。
One girl got up.
有一个女孩子站起来。
And she straight forward went to that wall.
她就马上就直接的就走到那边的墙。
Everybody laughed.
所有的人都讥笑她。
She was standing there all by herself.
她一个人站在那边。
That's what I mean by saying standing alone is not easy.
这就是。我为什么说你一个人独立站起来是不容易的？
It takes courage.
是需要有勇气的。
If something happens when you're there that is wrong, are you willing to speak out against it?
如果有一件事情是错的，你愿不愿意站起来说话？
We're living in days when people call evil good and good evil.
因为在我们的世代，人们把好的说成坏的，坏的说成好的。
The prophet Isaiah already mentioned that.
那么先知以赛亚已经那么说过。
And God says, woe to that person who does that.
那么神说这样子说的人有祸了。
In work, you might be challenged to do something that ethically is wrong.
在你的职场你可能有人向你挑战要你做一些事情呢在道德上是不对的。
In school, you might be subjected to conversations that you know are not pleasing to God.
在学校里呢也许你会强迫被听到一些言谈是你知道是神不喜悦的。
Are you willing to stand up?
你愿不愿意站起来？
Are you willing to stand alone?
你愿不愿意一个人独自地站在那里
？Caleb was a man of courage.
加勒是一个有勇气的人。
We need to follow that example.
我们需要学习这个榜样。
Secondly, he was a man of conviction and principle.
第二呢，他是一个有信念、有原则的人。
In verse 7. Of this passage we have read, it says, I brought back a report according to my convictions.
在第七节说啊，说那时候呢，我回从加底斯巴尼亚回来的时候，我按着心意回报他。
We're living in days when very few people have strong convictions.
在我们的世代，很少人呢有很强烈的信念。人们呢就他们自己认为是对的事情。
And when that comes out of the human heart, it is never good.
如果那个是从人的心中发出来的话。不会是好事。
Because our hearts are never good, our hearts are evil.
因为我们的心不是好的，我们的心是恶的。
And if we ignore God from our lives, then what we come up, those convictions are never good.
如果我们漠视神，那么从我们心中发出来的事情不会是好的。
Our convictions and the principles for our living have to come from the scriptures, from the word of God.
我们的信念还有我们生活的原则必须要从圣经里从神的话语里出来
And the reason often is that we don't have the right principles we do not have the right convictions is because we do not know the word of God
为什么我们没有正确的原则为什么我们没有正确的信念是因为这我们的信念我们的一切不是从这个圣经里出来的
Now by convictions I don't mean opinions
那么信念啊我不是指意见
Opinions can vary
因为意见呢可以不同
Some people like to eat carrots and other people don't
有的人喜欢吃红萝卜有的人不喜欢
That is an opinion
这个呢只是一个意见
I'm talking about a conviction that is so deep in your heart that you're willing to die for it.
那么我所说的信念呢，是深藏在你的心中，甚至于你愿意为这个信念而死。
In these last few years, there have been many called upon to die for their convictions.
那么在过去几年，有很多人呢，是要为他们的信念而死。
Teenagers have been asked and said, if you do not embrace the Islam faith, are you willing to deny Jesus Christ?
那么有些青少年人家就问他说你愿不愿意否认耶稣基督然后去信伊斯兰教
They said if you do not deny Jesus Christ you'll die
他们就说如果你不否认耶稣基督的话你就要死
And countless people including many teenagers have said Jesus is the one that gave us life we'll never deny him
有很多人其中包括青少年他们就说耶稣是我的生命是耶稣基督给我的所以我不能不认他
They had principle in their life
在他们的生命当中，他们是有原则的。
They had convictions.
他们有信念。
Caleb said, "I followed my convictions."
加勒说，我是跟随着我的信念。
What was his conviction?
那么他的信念是什么呢？
God has promised us this land.
神把这地应许给我们。
God never breaks his promises.
神永远不会破坏他的约。
And no matter how strong the enemy, I'm standing with God.
所以不管敌人是多么的强大，我呢是跟神站在一边。
Ray Steadman was a pastor who had a church in Palo Alto quite a few years ago.
Ray Steadman 是在一些年以前他在Palo Alto 牧会。
And one thing that he mentioned to many people.
有一件事他跟很多人讲过。
He said, "Woe to the man who has to learn principle at the time of crisis."
他说，如果你要到了危机的关头的时候，你才来学习原则，你是有祸了。
Then it's too late.
因为啊，这时候就来不及了。
If you don't have principles in your life, it's too late to wait for a crisis to come.
如果在你的生命当中你没有原则的话，如果你等到那个危机来的时候，就已经太晚了。
The third thing we learn about Caleb was that he was a man of vision.
那么第三点关于加勒的，就是说他是一个有意向的人。
You know, it did not matter for Caleb whether he was 45 years old or 85 years old.
对加勒来讲，他会45岁或者85岁都没有分别。
He always was looking for new mountains to conquer.
他呢一直在寻找那个有更高的山他可以去征服的。
In verse 12, he goes to Joshua and says, "This mountain was promised to me as my inheritance."
在第十二节，他去跟约书亚说，他说这个山地是耶和华应许给我的。
There's still enemies there.
那地现在还有敌人。
But you give me this mountain so that I can conquer it.
所以，请你把这个地给我，让我好去征服它。
He was 85 years old.
那时候他已经85岁了。
Now 85 years old, what can a man with 85 do?
那么一个85岁的人能够做什么呢？
That's what I thought many years ago.
这是很多年以前我也是这么想的。
But now that I'm 85,
那么现在我已经85了。
I said, at 85, you're just beginning.
我说85岁你才开始呢。
Caleb was a man who had vision.
加勒是一个有意向的人。
He was not living in the past.
他不是活在过去。
We're living in a retirement center.
我们住在一个那个退休的人住的地方。
The people that are there are old people.
那住在那里呢，都是老年人。
No young people.
没有年轻人。
No children.
没有孩子。
No teenagers.
没有青少年。
Just old people.
全都是老人。
And it's interesting when you sit down and eat with them.
所以呢，当你跟他们一起吃饭的时候，
you know, very quickly they start talking about what medications they take every day.
马上呢，他们就讲到每天他们要吃的药。
And they sometimes pull out these bottles and put them on the table, and they have to take this vitamin and that medicine and so on.
然后呢，他们就把很多的瓶瓶罐罐呢就放在桌子上，吃这个维他命，吃那个药。
Or they talk to you about what operations they have had.
或者呢，他们跟你讲，他们经过了什么手术
？Or where they have pain in their shoulders or in their legs or in their back？
或者哪里有疼痛，肩膀、后背还是哪里
？And then there are those people who always talk about what happened 50 years ago。
那么有些人总是在讲五十年以前的事情。
When they were young, what they were doing？
他们年轻的时候做了些什么事？
They're always looking backwards.
他们总是往后看。
Caleb did not look backwards. He looked forward.
但是加勒不是往后看，他是往前看。
He said, "I see this mountain."
他说我看见那个山地。
I'm just as strong as I was 40 years ago.
他说我四十五年以前力量如何，今天也一样。
He said, "Give me this mountain."
他说请你把这个山地给我。
There is always a time for us to be challenged to do new things.
那么 我们总是会啊，有机会，有人会向我们挑战，叫我们去做一些新的尝试，新的事情。
Some of you folks here are a little bit older than the others.
你们这里有些人呢，比另外一些人年长一些。
And you might say, "How can God ever use me? I'm too old now."
也许你们会说，神怎么能用我呢？我已经太老了。
We are never too old to accept new challenges.
我们呢不会太老，我们总是可以接受新的挑战。
Look what Caleb did with 85.
你们看，加勒在85岁的时候怎么做？
He never let his age become an excuse for accepting new challenges from God.
他呢，不让他的年岁成为他接受新的挑战的一个借口。
He was a man who had vision.
他是一个有意向的人。
Now, if you don't have vision,
如果你没有意向的话，
Maybe you need to get the cataracts out of your eyes.
那么也许呢，你需要把你眼睛的白内障除掉。
I had mine taken out 15 years ago in Africa.
我呢在15年以前做了白内障的手术，在南非。
But some of us have spiritual cataracts.
但是我们有些人是有那个属灵的白内障。
God says, get them out and start looking at what God has in store for you.
神说把你的白内障除掉，让你能看到神在为你们预备些什么。
Because as long as God gives you life here on earth, he has something for you to do.
只要神还给你留在地上有一口气，他就有事情要你做。
Do you believe that?
你们相信吗？
Amen.
Amen.
Then number four, he was a man of faith.
那么第四点，他是一个有信心的人。
Caleb believed in the promises that God had made.
因为加勒相信神所应许的。
He actually trusted God to fulfill what he had said.
他也信靠说神必定完成。
See, he took God's word literally.
他嘛把神的话是完全的当真。
He didn't say, yeah, he said this, but that was for somebody else.
他没有说是啊，神这么讲，不过那个是为别人讲的。
He said, if God said he would do this, then I believe that. I'll lean on that. I rely on that.
他说，如果神这么讲，我就这么相信，我就这样子的依靠他。
I like the Chinese character for faith.
我很喜欢那个中文的那个信心这个字。
It has these two components of a man and also of the words.
因为这有两部分，左面呢是人，右面呢是他的话。
Now the man is not standing straight in that character.
那么在这个信这个字里，人呢没有站得很直。
He's leaning.
他呢是在那里倚靠着。
What's he doing? He's leaning on the word of someone.
他是在倚靠呢，有人某一个人的言语。
That's faith.
这就是信心。
When I believe and lean on the word of God, that means I trust him.
当我说我相信，我倚靠这个神，这个神的话，就表示说我完全的信靠他。
Has God given you promises?
神有没有给你应许？
God came to Abraham.
神呢，来到亚伯拉罕那里。
And he said to Abraham, he said, I will bless you, and there'll be many, many generations, and people as many as the sand by the seashore from you.
那么神对亚伯拉罕说，我要赐福给你，然后呢，你的子孙呢，比像海边的沙那么多。
But Abraham did not have a son.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕没有儿子。
He became 80 years old, still no son.
他八十岁的时候还是没有儿子。
90 years old, still no son.
九十岁的时候还没有儿子。
So Abraham says, I don't believe God.
所以亚伯拉罕说，那我就不信神了。
No, he trusted God.
没有，他仍然信靠神。
He was 100 years old when God fulfilled that promise.
等神完成他的应许的时候，亚伯拉罕已经一百岁了。
You say that's impossible.
你说太不可能了。
A person that is 100 years old can have a son.
一个一百岁的人怎么能够有一个儿子呢？
Abraham did not confuse his faith with what was happening ordinarily in life.
那么亚伯拉罕呢没有他的信心呢不是建立在他们他生活周遭的事情。
Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness.
那么亚伯拉罕信神这就算为他的义。
Faith always comes in when we say to God, this is a problem we're facing, but you have given me a promise and I'm choosing to trust you.
那么信心就是说我们跟神说这里呢我面对困难但是呢我愿意相信你。
Are you facing problems in your life?
在你的生命当中你现在是不是面对困难?
Don't look for a solution.
不要去找解决之道。
Look for a promise.
在这里找寻一个应许。
And when God gives you that promise,
那么当神给你那个应许的时候
grab it.
你就紧紧地抓住。
Believe it.
相信。
And God will always provide for you the best.
因为神永远是把最好的供应给你。
And finally, the last thing about Caleb is he was a man of commitment.
然后呢，最后一点，这个加勒呢是一个他是一个他能够实现他自己的应许的。
Three times in this passage it says that Caleb served the Lord with his whole heart.
在这段经文当中有三次讲到加勒是专心的跟从耶和华。
He gave God absolute priority in his life.
那么他的生命当中神是首位。
No matter what circumstances he faced, he said, God is always first in my life.
他说不管情况如何，神在我的生命当中永远是首位。
Can you say the same thing about your life?
你能不能这样子讲？
Do you say, in everything in my life, God is always in first place?
你能不能说，在我生命当中所有的事当中，神占第一位？
Don't lose your first love.
不要把你起初的信心丢掉。
Be consistent in your faith.
你的信心要是一致的。
Keep trusting him.
继续的不断的信靠他。
Stay committed to him.
然后向他委身。
That is Caleb.
这就是加勒。
He was a man of courage.
他是一个有勇气的人。
He was a man of principle and conviction.
他是有原则有信念的人。
He was a man of vision.
他是有意象的人。
He was a man of faith.
他是有信心的人。
He was a man fully committed.
他是一个完全委身的人。
The scriptures have given us Caleb as a model, as an example, so that we could follow him.
那么圣经把加勒给我们作为我们的榜样，让我们也能够跟着去。
Wouldn't it be great if the same thing can be said of us?
那么如果我们能够同样的这样做的话，是不是很好呢？
Now, let me tell you one thing.
让我告诉你们一件事。
Caleb is recorded here in the Bible.
那么这个圣经里有记载加勒。
But God is also recording something in his book.
但是呢，神也在他的生命册上记下一些东西。
Everything that occurs in our life, God has written in his book.
那么在我们生命当中所发生的所有的事情都记在他的册子上。
And I want to be in God's book.
那么我要在神的册子上。
As a man who has lived consistently.
在这个册子上，我希望呢，我是一个一致的人。
Romans 15:4.
罗马书十五章第四节。
For everything that was written in the past.
在圣经上所写的，从前所写的圣经。
They were written to teach us.
都是为教训我们写的。
So that through endurance. And the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰，可以得着盼望。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
我们的天父，我们为你的话语感谢你。
Thank you for the examples that you've given to us to learn from.
感谢你赐给我们榜样，让我们能够从他那里学习。
And grant, Lord, that our lives might also be lived consistently in putting you first in our lives.
求你让我们在我们的生命当中，我们也能够不变的把你放在第一位。
Make us men and women of courage.
让我们成为有勇气的人。
Men and women of principle.
有原则的人。
Men and women of vision.
有意向的人。
Men and women of faith.
有信心的人。
And men and women who are fully committed to you.
完全委身给你的人。
In Jesus' name.
奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.